Well, good to see everyone this morning. We're if you didn't notice, we're kind of stalling a little bit. Is it hot out there this morning? Just a little bit. Yeah, I tell you, we got a little bit of clouds and a little bit of breeze. God is blessing us with that. We have some people inside enjoying the AC, and I'm glad they're here today. Connie's with us this morning. She's inside enjoying the AC. And Leonard and I think Doris and Joyce. And can you guys hear okay? Everything coming through okay? All right. It's kind of hard for me to tell up here sometimes. But happy 4th of July. I know it's the day after, but still happy 4th. And I tell you, yesterday I invited a few guys to come and help me. And Mark and Mike another guy, Nick, Mike's friend, and even Herman came to help, and we moved Miss Betty's piano. Well, Mark somehow, some way, hurt his back moving the piano. And I feel bad about it this morning, but we need to pray for Mark this morning. He's not here, and he's pulled a muscle in his back or something, and I know what that feels like. It's not very comfortable, and so, I feel bad sometimes. You know, you ask for help, and then somebody gets a achy back over it. You know, I know the Lord can take care of that pain for him, and I know he'd be here if he was able to be here. So let's just pray for him this morning, and God's given us another beautiful day to worship him. It's beautiful out here today, and I know it's a little hot. It's been hot this week, but I just look around and just thank God. Jack made a comment just a few minutes ago. He said, just look what God's did for us again today. And that's a great thing to think about, especially when we think about the celebration that we just had yesterday. A lot of things to think about and be appreciative that we are born in such a blessed nation, really. I can think of a lot of things, and I'll go into that with my message later on today. But this morning, I'm glad every one of you are here this morning, and we're gonna praise and worship the Lord, and that's why we're here. You know, we're gonna thank God today that we live in such a blessed nation, and so we're gonna sing "God Bless America."
Sing it again. God
Amen. Just, you got, everybody got a bulletin this morning. I didn't do announcements, but just be sure to look at your bulletins to see upcoming events. We've kind of changed some things, so if you missed last week or didn't get the newsletter, we are actually doing our Wednesday nights. Now we're meeting in the church. And also our Bible study will continue. It'll be on Friday night now. And we're also doing that in the fellowship hall. We're back to inside with that. So I see Clayton. Is that Clayton? Good to see Clayton with us this morning. Amen. You unravel me
with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemy. Till all my fears are gone, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I would stand and sing. I am a child of God.
Amen. Are you a child of God this morning? Just think about what He's done for you in your life.
You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me and I will stand and sing. I am a child of God. 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 I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah,
I can only imagine.
Only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. Only imagine. By your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or when all of you be still, will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. By your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine.
Amen. God is good. And can you imagine the glory that he is? I mean, the look around today. And I know, like I said, I know it's hot, the sun is shining, but just look around at what he has given us. Amen. I mean, there is glory here. You know, he said heaven on earth, right? When we pray that prayer, our Father who art in heaven, you know, it's let it be on earth as it is in heaven. We pray that. Man, I can't imagine the glory that's in heaven. I can't imagine what it's going to be like in heaven. But, you know, that's our goal, isn't it? We want to see everybody enjoy that in heaven, that thing. We got hope. And this song here is just, I can only imagine what it's going to be like. I love that song. And again, I'm so glad you came this morning. And I'm going to let the guys come down this morning and as we get ready. Amen. You glad you came this morning? Amen. You glad you came this morning? Isn't it wonderful that we can be outside, inside? You know, even at home, we've got Zoom going. We got people watching from home, in their living rooms, people in their cars, people in the parking lot, people inside the church. Isn't that awesome? And you know, I'm just thankful. And you know. I know that right now we live in a world that's, it seems crazy when you watch the news, if you can even tolerate watching the news, right? And it seems like there's just so much going on. And but in Galatians, there's a verse in Galatians that I want to read to you this morning. It's Galatians 5:13. And it says, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." Man, isn't that a wonderful scripture? Don't use your freedom to indulge in the flesh. Use your freedom to love each other. Use your freedom to love your neighbor as yourself. That right there speaks, that's the message of Christ right there. And I know that as a nation, yesterday, you know, was the 4th of July and we celebrated Independence Day. We celebrated freedom. And I don't know if anybody took time yesterday. And I know it's a time where we want to set off firecrackers and shoot bottle rockets and eat big meals. And, you know, we love that. We love gathering with family. And this year has been kind of crazy. It's way different than I could ever remember. But did you ever take time to think about the freedom, the sacrifice that it took for our freedom here in America? You know, freedom never comes free and is never without bounds or responsibility. We have to remember that. There's a responsibility to our freedom. And when I watch stuff that goes on TV, I look and I think they don't even, a lot of people don't even understand what our forefathers went through to establish this country that we have, that allows us the freedom to come right here and praise and worship without worrying about cops or military or anybody else coming and saying, "Hey, you guys can't do this." Does anybody, or is anybody this morning afraid that that's going to happen? I don't think anybody here this morning, even during this pandemic, we don't have any of that fear. And I wanted to sing that song. I know we sing it quite a bit. "I'm no longer a slave to fear." Well, I think our forefathers knew that whenever they knew that they were going to have to fight their battle, whenever they won, they said, "We don't have to be slaves to fear that the British were going to come and control them and take over and tell them what to do." They were free. You ever think about that? You know, there is a responsibility, and it carries on beyond that. Here in our nation, we have a responsibility, but also every Sunday, every Wednesday and Fridays, but mostly Sundays, our congregation shows up, and churches all over the nation show up for church on Sunday morning. And as Christians, we need to reflect on the freedom that we have through Jesus Christ. And it's a price that bounds, and it also has a responsibility to it. There is a responsibility of being a Christian. Why? The same responsibility that we have as American citizens, we also have that responsibility as free Christians, saved by grace. I got a few things I want to talk about this morning. First thing is freedom should be valued. Freedom should be valued. And I want you to think about that when we pray. I'm going to pray right now. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this blessed nation that we live in. Lord, I thank you. I can't think of any other place in the world that I would rather live, and I'm glad that I was born here. Lord, I want to thank you this morning for that. Lord, you know all the stuff that's going on in the world. You know all the stuff that goes on in our lives. Lord, but I want to also thank you for the freedom that you've given me by sending your Son to die on a cross. That sacrifice that was given. Lord, I just praise you this morning. Lord, let me speak your word this morning. open up our hearts, clear our minds, so we can just focus on you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You know, we all too often take our freedom for granted. And, you know, here we sit today, stand today, praying and singing in fellowship, worshiping God together, reading and studying His Word with no fear. No fear of intimidation or persecution or government interference. But this freedom did not come free. It was bought with a price. It was bought with a price. The freedom we enjoy as Americans came at a very high price, and thousands upon thousands have died to secure our liberties. We need to thank God for those that were willing to sacrifice and paid the price for our freedom. We need to think about that. The freedom we enjoy as Americans came at a very high price. But we can live in this land and still not be free. For without freedom, without the freedom that Christ gives, we can still be in bondage. And there are thousands and thousands and thousands upon thousands of people that even though they live in a free country, they're still living in bondage today because they do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ. In John 8:36, it says, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Amen. There is no greater freedom in the world than the freedom that Christ gives. And this should be this is something that we should value beyond anything else. We should value that beyond anything else. 1 Peter 1:18 says, you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ. As a lamb without blemish and without spot, He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Christ was given to you. You know, freedom requires restraint, though. Like I said, there is a responsibility. True freedom isn't doing anything or everything our hearts desire. It's not doing whatever you want. Now, I know in this country, there's a lot of people that they want to do whatever they want without restraint, without responsibility. And that can't be that way. That's why we have laws. That's why we set up the Constitution. And without those laws, there is no restraint. It's the same way with our relationship with Jesus Christ. A man's worst difficulties begin when he is able to do as he likes. A guy by the name of Thomas Huxley said that. You know, freedom is not the absence absence of restraint. You know, freedom without restraint is basically anarchy. That's what it is. And we can look today and we can see stuff like that going on. And I think back and I think they don't even understand what our forefathers went through and died for so that we could be free. Freedom without restraint is anarchy. You know, our society requires law and respect for the law. You know, or chaos and confusion is the result without it. Respect for the rule of law and the rights of our fellow man must be observed in order for freedom and liberty to prevail. That's a fact. You know, civil society cannot exist without the law. Without the rule of law, you think about all the even the little things that sometimes we overlook, like the rules of the road, our driving laws. You know, without restraint, thousands of people would die if we didn't have traffic lights and stop signs and speed limits and all those things like that that sometimes we don't like to obey. But they're necessary, right? They're necessary because there has to be some kind of order. Always, our chaos happens. You know, Paul said, do not use your freedom to indulge in sinful nature. He was instructing us, he was telling us that freedom is not a license to be, you know, it's not a license to do whatever you want. To be free does not mean that you and I have a license to do or say or act any way we want to. 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not, you know, are not productive. Or all things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. There was a guy by the name of Peter Marshall. He said, when a chaplain of the United States Senate prayed before our senators, Lord Jesus, who art the way, the truth, and the life, hear us as we pray for the truth that shall make us free. Teach us that liberty is not only to be loved, but also to be lived. Liberty is too precious a thing to be buried in books. It costs too much to be hoarded. Help us to see that our liberty is not the right to do as we please, but the opportunity to please to do what is right. Man, such a powerful statement. Such a powerful statement. You know, Christian freedom, unlike the political freedom we celebrate this week, is not freedom established by under a law. Christian freedom is a sense of freedom from the law so that we can do more than the law requires. That's the holiness life that we live. There's a responsibility to our Christian life. Romans 6, 1 and 4 says, what shall I say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as we're baptized into Jesus Christ, we're baptized into His death. Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. But now being made free from sin and become servants, listen, of God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. You know, Christian freedom is not freedom from as much as it is freedom for living by the Spirit. Amen? We have to live by the Spirit. Galatians 5:13 again says, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Freedom carries responsibility. Amen? Freedom carries a responsibility. Far too many people in this world mistakenly think that freedom carries no responsibility. I see it in the political world. They think that freedom has no responsibility to it, that you can just go do what you want. You can burn somebody's building down and get away with it. Right now, that just makes me sick to think what I see sometimes. Because they don't even get the freedom that so many people have sacrificed. It goes way beyond skin color. It goes way beyond that. That's not really even in the picture. It's about not understanding the responsibility of the freedoms that we have in this country. Someone said one time that freedom walks hand in hand with responsibility, and our freedom as citizens come with a number of responsibilities. And if we forget or ignore them, there are consequences. Likewise, as believers who have been set free by Christ, we have responsibilities that should we never forget or ignore. We should never forget. True freedom comes when we all accept our individual responsibility. We all have an individual responsibility. When you read our Constitution, you understand that. We have a responsibility to live in a manner pleasing to the laws, right? And each other. But that's also what Jesus wants us to do. We have a responsibility to live in a manner that pleases God. We have a responsibility to obey God. The Scriptures are full of that. Romans 6:6-7 says, our old man is crucified with him that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin, being then made free from sin, ye become the servants of righteousness. That word, servants of righteousness. Being a servant, there's a responsibility and an accountability, and it takes an effort. Romans 6:16 says, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. 1 John 5:3 says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. You see what I'm saying this morning? We must choose to obey in faith. We obey God not out of duty or fear of compulsion, but because we love him and trust him and that he knows what's best for us. We want to follow Christ out of gratitude for all that he has done for us. And the closer we follow him, the deeper our friendship becomes, because we have been forgiven and set free. And we obey out of love. Amen? You know, motivation for living the Christian life is gratitude to God for saving us by his grace. Man, the sacrifice that he gave. The sacrifice that he gave. Believers should also be motivated. We should be motivated by the knowledge that their Heavenly Father, that our Heavenly Father blesses obedience and disciplines disobedience in his children. See? Every Christian will stand before God one of these days. They'll stand in judgment. All of us, every one of us, will stand before Christ one of these days, and we'll all be judged. And he will judge us for our obedience and our disciplines, and he will discipline the disobedience of his children. A lot of people don't like to hear that. A lot of people don't like to preach that. But let me tell you, I can't not but tell you the truth. If I can't tell you the truth that I do, I'm being disobedient to my Heavenly Father if I don't tell you that there is going to be judgment. There is reward and anticipation, either reward or loss. Judgment seat should also, thinking about that, should also motivate believers in perseverance and faithfulness. It shouldn't bring you to fear. because we are free in Christ, it should bring you to motivation to say, you know what? I'm free in Christ. I know I'm not going to have to stand in judgment of disobedience because I'm going to live my life in obedience to Him. All of us have a responsibility to be holy. He calls us to be holy. All of us are born with an inherent sinful nature. We all know that. We see it in our kids. We see it in ourselves. We're born that way. However, God commands His people to become holy. Since God commands us to be holy, it must be possible to live holy if we are for it. This is born out of 1 Peter 1:13. You can look it up. 1 Peter 1:13 says, "Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust as in your ignorance, but as He who is called, He that called you to be holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy." He wants us to be holy. Why? Because He is holy. It says, gird up. You're not like you used to be. The things that you once did in ignorance. Let me tell you, I've been pretty ignorant in my life. But praise God, He saved me from my ignorance. I'm set free today. He saved me out of that ignorance. Because I realize when I come to an understanding that Christ died for me. He died on a cross for me. He sacrificed His life for me. When I came to that understanding, I realized that the rest of my life should be in service for Him. The rest of my life. I got to give up stuff. I got to sacrifice stuff. There's things I can't do. But you know what? That's what it takes to be free. That's what it takes to be free. Our forefathers, when they wrote the Constitution, and before, when they started the battle, they knew the sacrifice it was going to take to be free. And it didn't end at the end of the Revolutionary War. It's an everyday battle. It's an everyday battle. You know, it was said, a story that I read, it says, in a diamond mine of South Africa, often they find a substance that is half charcoal and half diamond. You know, it was going to be a diamond one day, but somehow, somewhere, the chemical process over time was interrupted and it left it partly coal and partly a jewel, a diamond. It stopped short and will never get into the king's crown. It'll never be good enough. And I say this morning, let's go all the way. Let's not fall short. Let's go all the way. When Christ makes up His jewels, we will be completely in His perfect will, that He will be delighted in us. Amen? You know, there, again, this responsibility to be considerate and to serve others is part of it. First Corinthians 9:19 says, "For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more." It's a life of servanthood. 1 Corinthians 10, 23-24 says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedite. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not, they don't edify me. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's. You know, true freedom, come on now. Listen to me, true freedom will always lead to loving and serving others rather than indulging in selfish desires and selfish desires of the flesh. 1 Corinthians 7:22 says, he who is called in the Lord will, while a slave, is the Lord's free man. Likewise, he who is called while free is Christ's slave. We're not a slave to fear, but we are a slave to freedom. Because freedom takes effort and there is a responsibility. So remember that this morning. Remember that this week. Remember that when you're at Walmart or wherever you're at, if you're out in the country or in the city, remember, when you look around, you realize that freedom comes with a price and a responsibility. But also remember that there's also a responsibility in our freedom with Christ. I love this country. I really do. I'm so glad that I was born here. And like I said before, I thought this morning, this week, I thought, you know, what country? If I was to look all over the world and think about what country would I have said, that's the country I wished I was born in. I couldn't think of any country. I mean, there's countries I'd like to visit. But there's no country out there in this world that I would have rather be a citizen of than America. Where we have freedom to sit here on a hot Sunday morning and worship and praise our Lord and Savior. Amen. And that comes with a responsibility. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for allowing us to be here again on this Sunday morning. Continue to bless each and every one that's here, each and every one that's sitting in the sanctuary, each and every one that's on Zoom, each and every one that's in their cars, each and every one that's in their lawn chairs. Lord, I just ask you to bless them, Lord. Heal their sicknesses. Lord God, we worship you this morning. We praise you this morning. I thank you again, Lord, for all the blessings that you bestowed upon me and this church and this country. Let us not ever take for granted the freedom that we have here in this country, and not ever take for granted the freedom that we have in you because of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you again. Bless us as we leave today. Bless us through the week and encourage us on. Spur us on. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you all for coming this morning. Amen. I love you all.